radio show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on March 24th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And
did you see the moon set this morning?
No, but the moon last night was huge.
It was spectacular this morning going down over the Pacific. It was really great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I missed that, but I was resting comfortably.
Okay, good for you.
No, it was really big last night and beautiful, and it's a full moon. Looking forward to the show today because we're going to talk about something that I think, you know, we don't do enough of and we don't have enough of, and that's you know, music to generate and raise money for the schools. I think it's a great idea.
It is. Well, you know, all of our local education foundations work very hard. They have different events that take place. They do poker tournaments, and they have different ways of raising money for the schools. But this one's a little special.
It is. I think that's the thing that it sets it apart. You know, we have seen a lot of musicians come together for the local schools and other local charities, but this one's pretty special. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guest this morning is Stan Sharp. He's one of the many artists who will be performing at the charity concert From Classic to Rock, which will benefit Palos Verdes Public Schools. Stan is an active performing cellist and has played with many symphony organizations, including the Los Angeles Philharmonic, Hollywood Bowl Orchestra, Pacific Symphony, New West Symphony, Santa Barbara Symphony, and Opera Pacific, with well-known conductors such as Simon Rattle, John Williams, and Yuri Temirkanov. Stan has recorded extensively for numerous Hollywood motion picture soundtracks with top film producers, including John Williams, Hans Zimmer, James Horner, Jerry Goldsmith, Danny Elfman, and many others. Furthermore, Stan has performed and recorded with leading rock, jazz, pop, and classic recording artists, including Andrea Bocelli, Stevie Wonder, Santana, John Legend, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Elton John, Harry Connick Jr., Aerosmith, and the list goes on and on and on. He's also performed with Chinese, Japanese, Taiwanese, and Korean pop singers. Now, Stan is also a full-time faculty member of the Colburn School of Performing Arts, where his students have been accepted to the top conservatories and universities in the United States. Now, From Classic to Rock features rock stars and classical musicians coming together for an epic evening of music on Saturday, March 26th at 6:30 p.m. at the Norris Theater in Rolling Hills Estates. In addition to Stan, the evening will feature singers from the Stone Temple Pilots, Gary Wright, Chaz West, Martin Anderson, Yu Tong, and Chester Bennington. Stan, welcome to the program. We are so thrilled you could join us this morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. So, what are you doing, Stan?
Well, I'm trying to get my kids picked up from school to school this morning. So before the radio interview, I was actually trying to contact people and say, hey, could you come by and pick up my daughter for school? I'm on a radio interview.
It's great to have you. And it's just an amazing lineup of talent. Have you actually worked with any of these artists before?
You know, the only one I actually worked with in this group was Martin Anderson, who actually is a friend and neighbor of ours. Both our kids, our daughters go to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of met one day. I saw him, and of course he has longer hair. He's, you know, a rock musician. And and I went up to him and said, either you're a rock musician or an artist.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I'm a rock musician. I play with the band Lizzie Borden.
Yeah.
So I thought, Lizzie Borden, who's that? And so I quickly went online to look up the band because I hadn't heard. There's so many great bands out there. And I found out that he was, you know, one of these great players in the band and a great, great band.
Yeah.
So we just ended up talking, and pretty soon we started walking and together. We called it our walking club.
Mm-hmm.
So Yutong and Martin and I were walking around, and we decided, you know, just in talking that we should work together, maybe do something, as we found out the different venues that we had played, and found that it would have been an interesting idea to do, you know, some sort of recording together, write some music together.
Right.
And we thought, well, maybe we do a performance up here in Palos Verdes and maybe rent a hall and just perform that way. And as we're talking, it kind of rolled into, well, let's maybe do something to raise money for the school up here, because they're always shy of money and they're always needing funding. And that's kind of where it turned. And we connected with other great, great musicians, friends and contacts of ours.
Yeah.
And many couldn't do it because they have other engagements. Many were going to participate, and they couldn't, you know, because of performing in other venues throughout the week that this is taking place.
Yeah, wow. Well, now I see the picture of Yutong, and I see that she's worked with the L.A. Phil. That's a viola, not a violin, right?
That's a violin.
Oh, it is
a violin.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, she's actually going right now to a session. She's working on the Finding Dory movie.
Oh!
So she's fighting traffic on the 405, and she's got to work today. She's been working on that this week.
Yeah.
And so she's also a film violinist. She plays for a lot of film scores. She plays in the Pacific Symphony in Orange County, Hollywood Bowl. She does a lot of symphonies and is a full-time mom as well.
Yeah. Wow.
Joe, did you have any idea that Palos Verdes was a hotbed of musical talent?
Well,
you know, I didn't know that. That's amazing. And as we were rehearsing, we found out some of our colleagues did live up here that we hadn't met yet, and it was a surprise. It really is a hotbed of great talent.
Well, now,
I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but there's a lot of noise going on. There's a jackhammer. They're busting up. They just tore down a house, or they're tearing it down. And it's another musician moving in next door to us. He's remodeling his house, Christopher Bennett's film composer.
Well, I'm curious, Stan. Stan, did you grow up on the Hill, or how did you, or is you raising your family there? How did you come to be there?
Well, actually, I grew up in Iowa, in Des Moines, Iowa, and went to school there my undergrad. And I always dreamed of coming out to California because I'd look at the weather. I'd see it's 72 degrees in California, and we're sometimes 30 below zero. And I asked my mom one time as I was watching Joan London and saying, wow, what is this? Why are we living here? And she said, well, this is where your dad works. So I was like, okay. So my dream was always to come out here. And then I had one cellist I wanted to study with. He's one of the great cellists in the world, Lynn Harrell. And I auditioned actually for grad school only for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was leaving Juilliard at the time and coming to USC to take the honorary chair, the Piatigorsky chair.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, he had, I guess, hundreds of students auditioning. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, he said, well, you know, I'm only taking 8 students this year, and I have auditions coming throughout the world. You know, I don't know if I can, you know, take you. I can't commit to anything now.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't care. I thought, well, you know, I just guess I had an ego at that time. And anyway, I didn't audition for any place else, although I knew I had some other options.
Right.
And he gave me a Christmas letter on the 24th of December. I got it Christmas Eve, and it said that he had accepted me. So that was my journey out to California, and I could never leave. The weather was so beautiful, and somehow I lived down in L.A. for a long time, worked out there, and it was very convenient to get everywhere. But then came out to Palos Verdes because I had some friends that lived up here. And I realized, well, someday if I'm going to have a family, this might be the place to live.
Right.
And sure enough, this is where I became resident.
Wow, that's fantastic. And so your first real job was L.A. Phil?
No, I've played with them. My real job, I was kind of just a freelance musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been playing pretty much everywhere. I just started working, and I got phone calls. I remember the first job I ever got was when I first came into town, and I got this phone call from a musician's service. It's called Dateline.
Mm-hmm.
And so the phone rang, and I answered it, and I said, hello, and they said, this is Dateline. And I thought, of course, being only 21 years old, I thought, wow, this is a great place to live. I thought they're calling to give me dates right when I moved in. And it was actually a working, you know, they give you jobs, and they offer you, from contractors, special work. Say the LA Filler would be a studio. And I think that first one was the Pasadena Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it just kind of snowballed, and I started working, you know, with many different orchestras. And so, yeah, I've worked with many different orchestras.
Mm-hmm. And so when they have a need for a celloist, or they just, they're doing a specific piece that requires multiple cellos, they will send out the word, and there are services that you can subscribe to.
That's absolutely right, yes.
Okay, that's fantastic. Wow, the music industry has really embraced technology now.
Yes, it has.
It's fantastic that that's available. So did you know about those things, Jackie?
Yeah, actually I did. Actually, it's not just the music industry, it does it. I have some friends that are stylists.
Mm.
And they subscribe to these things so that when there's a print ad or a TV commercial and they need somebody to do hair or nails or clothes, they call them. It's like an agency, sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of different businesses that utilize that. If you have a specific skill set, yeah,
right.
Different ones. Yeah, so right. I was aware of it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we are excited because, you know, there are a lot of, as Jackie was saying, who knew there were so many musicians in Palos Verdes? Well, I know for a fact, as I've always said, that Hollywood lives in the South Bay. Maybe not the big directors or the big, you know, A-list actors, but of course, all the craftspeople, all the you know, many of the musicians, of course, and many of the thousands of technicians that it takes to create a movie live in the South Bay and commute. And
I didn't know that. Yeah, you see, I don't know anybody that does that, so I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you hang out with a lot of gaffers?
the only name I can drop is Dency Nelson, D-E-N-C-Y, Dency Nelson. He's been a great friend. His wife Moira and I. And my wife and our children, his daughter, have been friends for 20 years. And Dency was the floor manager for the Oscars for 25 years. And so Dency literally told every leading actor in, you know, that, you know, obviously was nominated for an Oscar, where to stand and when to go on stage. and
he lives in the South Bay.
Yeah, he lives in Hermosa, yeah. And we, you know.
Okay, so that's one guy.
Yeah, that's one guy, but no, he's the leading edge of an army. I mean,
okay.
I don't want to drop all the names.
Okay, all right. stuff all the time.
But
let's get to this this event, From Classic to Rock.
Yes.
Is the name of the event. It is this Saturday night, March 26th. It gets underway at 6:30 p.m. at the Norris Theater in Rolling Hills Estates. Tell us about this lineup, Stan.
Oh, we have a great lineup. Stone Temple Pilots, one of our friends, Robert DeLeo, the bass player from Stone Temple Pilot, his family is actually kind of part of the band, and his brother, and they're going to end part of the concert, you know, the last part of the concert. And we have Linkin Park with Chester Bennington.
Yeah.
He's one of the great, great rock singers. You know, he actually did sing with Stone Temple Pilots. And as well, then he created his own band with Linkin Park. And these are two that you know, it's just an honor. I've not met either of them before this. And it's been wonderful to get to know all of them. Mm-hmm. And then we have Gary Wright, which I understand is a guy that lives up here on the hill. And of course, I grew up listening to his music. What a great musician. And it's
Stan,
just a joy
Stan,
to...
Stan,
yes.
I got to tell you, it's so funny because when I'm getting ready in the morning, I put on... you know the cable stations, they have the music stations, you can listen to jazz or blues or mm-hmm. and they do it by decades. Well, I had the 70s on yesterday and a Gary Wright song came on.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is just the other day I was in Pavilions up on the hill and I was listening and I was with my son getting some dinner and I said, wait a minute, that's Gary Wright, that's his song. And then I said to my son, I said, you know, it must feel really good. You come into a place like this and you hear your own music. You know, it must be just such a great feeling for all these guys to know you've made it and you're such a great artist.
Well, once your songs make it to music, that's it. You're in.
Yeah.
You're in.
You're in. Exactly.
One of those permanent residuals forever.
Yes. Yes.
That's right. You can relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so the lineup is really great, and the organization is really great too, Stan. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, behind-the-scenes work that has to be done. Tell us a little bit about that, because it's really well organized.
Well, I tell you what, this whole thing, putting it together, we really didn't do this until January. Mm-hmm. This is when we started the whole thing. The idea was there, but we hadn't really got it. Everybody's working and busy. And we thought, well, let's just do this concert. Mm-hmm. And as I said, it just kind of snowballed into this fundraiser for the schools and up here in PV. Mm-hmm. And from there, we just started talking and became much bigger. And we started meeting with people, the president of PTA, and then she kind of introduced us to Amy Friedman, that is. And she introduced us to the Peninsula Education Fund, I guess is what you call it.
Yes.
And then we met Dr. Austin, who is the superintendent here of the schools.
Yes.
And from there, it just kind of, we just started working together. And I am not kidding. I'd say, and we have all these other people behind the scenes that are working, and they've been working nonstop. You might hear in the background this bleep, bleep, bleep thing, which is an app on our iPhones. And those are people actually communicating right now, talking about the concert. And this has been going on since 7:30 this morning, and it will go until, I think we were talking until 11:30, 12 o'clock at night.
Now, what's the app? What's the app that you're using?
It's called Voxer.
Voxer, okay.
Voxer, and actually Martin Anderson turned us on to that one, so he should get some money advertising for them.
Well, that's interesting. It's almost like Internet version of
walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. So you can talk to each other, and then you can also buy it and you know, have it almost instantaneous, and you can keep all the messages. It's like a voice message, or you can text message as well.
So you said that you were rehearsing last night?
We had our first rehearsal. Oh my God! And what a joy! It's the first time for all of us to play together. And I was quite amazed how well it went. I mean, it was almost like we had played together our whole lives, you know. And we have Monty Pittman. He's a great guitar player from he's played with Madonna and just about everybody. In fact, I think he's in the studio today working on an album with her in recording. And let's see, gosh, we have Jane Lee actually that's up on the hill. And she's a fantastic a pianist and just a lot of fun to work with. Who else? Oh, my God. I can't even begin to remember all their names because there are so many of them. But it's just a thrill. Of course, Yutong and I were working in Martin with the bass, and he's like one of the great, great bass players, I have to say. A very, very talented guy. And it's funny, you would never know as you talk to each other. You don't know who these people are. And as you work together, it's just quite a bit of fun. And so we've even put a few little things together. We've just written it out for the concert just for fun. And we threw it together a couple of times, and hopefully it will work when we perform it. We don't know. So we have to get together and rehearse tonight. I think we're going to rehearse one more time. Mm-hmm. And then we got to get ready for the show. So that'll be it. So we really are only rehearsing twice before
wow.
the show. We spent most of our time organizing, and I would easily say of working full-time, you're still spending 6 or 8 hours still doing this on top of everything else. And this is almost every day since January. Everybody has just been full throttle working this through. And that's a lot to do because you have to have, you know, your foundations and insurances and you name it. It's just we have a silent auction that we're doing, and we have, oh, my God, just so many great artists that have supported this. Paul Stanley from Kiss has signed a guitar. I can't even remember all of them right now.
Right.
Peter Frampton has signed some things. I wish right. one of the other guys would get on here. They could help me out with all the good things.
Okay.
So, I can't even begin to tell you all the wonderful artists that have supported this in the music industry. I believe Aerosmith, they're signing a guitar. All four band members are signing a guitar for us for the auction. So they're going to be some terrific, terrific auction items.
Right.
And Christopher Rennert's, the film's composer, has donated a lot of his DVDs, movies that he's written music for, and posters,
mm-hmm.
Musical scores. We just such great support for the community up here from
mm-hmm.
so many people that do not live here
mm-hmm.
and that we've just kind of reached out to.
So those musicians that are unable to actually physically be there to be a part of it are making in-kind donations to help out. That's wonderful.
You bet. Even Steve Perry from Journey, you know, he was actually interested and he wanted to perform. And same with Steve Tyler, but they're both working. And actually, Steve Perry from Journey he said, you know, I'd love to do it, but I'm working on my own debut album or his album. I don't know if it's his debut album, but his album. And he goes, I don't know if I feel comfortable right now singing Journey songs as I'm writing my music and working on this album, so which is very understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what a thrill that would be, you know, to work with some of these great artists.
That's amazing. I have a feeling. You know, Stan, when you're talking about what it takes to get this going, I imagine that when you and Martin and Newtown were walking down the street, discussing this, you thought you were going to go into your garage and lay down some tracks and that would be it, right?
Pretty much. We thought, you know, we would just jam. We had no idea all the legwork it takes to put this on.
Right.
And everybody has just kind of done their own thing. And we have extra people that are not even musicians that have stepped up to the plate. And like I say, they have their own businesses, and we have Jen that has the pizza place down local 90 in Redondo Beach or the Riviera, and she's been wonderful. I mean, just full-time, just and her husband, full-time helping with this whole engagement. My God, reaching out to donors such as BMW and KLOS, KLOS, all these connections that have been sponsoring this. It's just wonderful, the support, honestly, that we've gotten. And to say this is putting this together so late mm-hmm. because starting this, we didn't advertise the tickets until this past, what I guess, a month ago. And that's when it became public that we're even doing such a thing. Mm-hmm. And in any venue that you have, you would want to advertise at least 6 months out, you know, to do something big like this, to advertise a concert. And somehow we're doing it, and it's coming together. But I think that's what's causing so much work is because of that, mm-hmm. you know, putting it together is such a last-minute thing because they have their big PEF fundraiser that comes at a couple months later, which we don't want to interfere, of course, with that. We're just trying to add something to help the schools. And hopefully this will be a venue that we can do maybe yearly to raise money and we get different artists and grow from there. It looks like it could be something that could become even bigger and better through the years.
Well, it's going to be, the information is in my weekend guide, which went out first thing this morning. So everybody in the South Bay is going to know about it. That's for sure.
Oh, that's terrific. Oh, we love the community support, and that's really the first that we've reached out to is the community to share the talent that lives nearby or the talent that is performing that are friends and musician friends of people that live here.
Wow, that's great. Well, Joe, we got to do a station and a commercial
yes,
break.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Well, this is a fantastic discussion. We wish we could have had a few more members from the band and the organization, but we're finding out more about From Classic to Rock, a great event that's going to be taking place up in Palos Verdes, and we're looking forward to that event. We're talking with Stan Sharp, and we're going to find out more from Stan about the event, and hopefully somebody will call in. If you want to call in or if you have questions or comments about the event, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for Stan.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you were talking about you and a couple other artists coming together to write a song and maybe play it, but I'm curious. This is a mixture of classical musicians and then rock musicians. So are they going to be doing individual sets, or are they going to be jamming together, or are you going to each do your own thing at the end, come together, and everybody play together?
It's kind of all of that. It's a bunch of us. We start out, of course, with classical, and I hate to say I begin the show, which is something kind of unnerving.
Did we lose him?
Yeah.
It sounds like we lost him.
Yeah.
He got so nervous, he hung up the phone.
I don't know.
Well, you have the number. You can dial him again, right?
I can. Okay, we're going to get Stan back on.
Yes. This is going to be a big event Saturday night.
It is going to be fun.
It's going to be big.
I mean,
we still have to hear about the red carpet.
Yeah.
You know, there's...
We're back, Greg. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I heard you talking and you couldn't hear me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. No big deal.
I think they hit a line next door or something, maybe. Who knows? Their construction.
Well, we got a better connection now.
Yeah.
This
does sound good. So as you were saying, you're going to start the show off.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then Yutong is going to play some pieces. We'll do some together. And from there, Yutong is going to play a piece with Monte Pittman, a guitar player. They're the first time to play together. In fact, they just kind of were putting it together a little bit last night. And so we have the one rehearsal tonight for them to play, and then that's it. And we're on stage. And from there, then it goes to Gary Wright. He's going to do some songs. And then we have Stone Temple Pilots with Chester, and we're going to do a bunch of great, great music together, too, before that, of course. And that's all the band members that got together, Monty and Martin and Yutong and I and a bunch of other ones, Jane Lee. And we're going to do, such a mass program. We'll do some Journey songs, Can't Stop Believin', and that's with Chas West from Foreigner. He's a singer from Foreigner. And what an amazing voice. I mean, it's such a thrill to work with him. It's my first time to work with Chas. And just an incredible voice. And, you know, we're doing an AC/DC song, Highway to Hell. And he starts singing it out. And he sounds just like the original singer. I mean, it was just wonderful to hear him and to do Journey. And we're doing Alone by Heart. Knocking on Heaven's Door, You Shook Me All the Night Long. It's just a bunch of little songs that are really very exciting. It's great music that has been written over the years. The Heart songs that we're doing is sung by Lauren Mayhew, which is first time to meet her last night. And this beautiful lady, she came up to the North Theater thinking that's where their rehearsal was. And she came a little bit late, and she goes, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought we were at the North, and we were rehearsing another location." Anyway, she comes in, and just kind of, you know, the room stops. She's a lovely, lovely person, and she started singing some of the Heart songs, like Alone. And it was just really a joy to work with everybody, you know, last night for the first rehearsal.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Lauren was supposed to be on the show this morning as our guest as well, but as you said, she went late with the rehearsal and couldn't make it this morning. So that's you know, disappointing, but she will be there Saturday night, right?
Play. Yes, she will, and she's just doing a terrific job too. I mean, like I say, it is really a joy to work with these people, and first time to work with her and pretty much everybody else. Martin, Tong, and I have all worked together, as I said. But
Stan, are there still tickets available?
There are tickets available. I believe they will be sold out very soon. Like I say, it is a fundraiser, so the ticket prices are a little steeper than usual, but it's for good cause. And there's also an after party to meet all the artists that are performing.
Right, we got to hear about that. That's a big part of this.
This is a big part because it goes into the silent auction as well. And we'll have T-shirts and drinks and food for everybody in the after party, which will be signed water bottles, you name it. We've got everything there for the people that will come. It'll be an unforgettable evening.
Right.
The after party has been worked on as well by the chef. He has the Depot restaurant down in the South Bay, and he's been helping with everything very kindly and putting things together. We have John LaBresche, who's a resident here that has his own catering business. He's been helping just spending endless time putting things together. So there's a lot of locals, like I say, up here that have been helping. I wish I could remember all their names and name them, because I'm sure I'm forgetting a lot of wonderful people that need their names mentioned on here in recognition for all the hard work.
Well, Chef Schaefer from the Depot, we all know him well. He does a ton of work in the community. Chef Schaefer from the Depot and the Buffalo Fire Department over in Torrance, and I had no idea he was involved.
Yes. Well, he's been very helpful, and he's really helping with the after party and putting that on at the pavilion across the street from the theater.
And one thing I think we could do is maybe mention the sponsors real quick. There's a fantastic list of sponsors.
Oh, my God. And you know what? I don't even have the list in front of me.
I was trying
to look that one up.
you have it right here.
That'd be wonderful.
Right, well, let's start with the Ultimate Driving Machine, BMW.
They've been wonderful.
And Samuel Adams and the Palos Verdes School Gardens. Love that. PVSchoolGardens.org. Then there's 95.5, KLOS. JBL, this is amazing. Somebody got JBL. And then K Mozart, 1260 AM, which is really cool. Classical music on AM radio, 1260 AM. Cobblestone Wine. Blue Ice, handcrafted American vodka, and Castle Rock wineries. So they've got a fantastic selection of drinks. And, of course, there's more. There's Select Strings Foundation, the Trump National Golf Club. That's very interesting. And Traveling Guitar. Oh, sounds like a music instruction. Traveling Guitar. Then there's... What kind of business is Traveling Guitar? Do we know?
He is a contact, actually, from New York.
Uh-huh.
And they have their own foundation.
Uh-huh.
And I was speaking with Damien. He actually is donating a bunch of guitars and amps through the Select String Foundation to go to the schools.
Oh.
And to help out the music programs there. So we were talking for quite a long time, and it's amazing how you make these connections as you start doing something like this. And so we're talking at doing some more things together and working together in the future.
Okay.
We do maybe similar to the same things, but we realized that, hey, this could be beneficial for both of us to help the communities and to help the children in communities that would need help.
Mm. Beautiful. Depot? I guess that's Chef Schaefer's
restaurant. Yes, the Depot.
Yes.
The Depot. Buffalo Fire Department, Burgers, Fries, and Drinks. Locale 90.
Locale 90.
Locale 90.
Locale 90.
That's right. Okay. And that's
Locale 90.
That is a wonderful pizza place. I actually took my children there for the first time because Jen has been working and helping us out endless hours. And she's one of the owners. I took the kids there just, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and my son and daughter both said, this is the place we're going to go from now on for pizza.
Wow.
And they've been asking me every week to go, but I said, sorry, guys, I don't have time. I'm working, unfortunately.
Wow. That good. Okay. Another sponsor, Intune Guitar Picks, Vamp Visuals, graphic design, web design, and illustration, Vamp Visuals, and then Mold USA, the Mold Inspection Specialist. Okay. Opus 88, Cultural Exchange, Opus 88, and then Huckleberries, Fine Pens, Cigars, and Gifts, Huckleberries. And then, of course, the Four Seasons Resort in Lanai. Okay. Is that one of the silent auction gifts, the Four Seasons in Lanai? Four Seasons in Lanai?
I believe so, yes. I believe that one is.
Okay, well, I want to go. Upward One, of course, the Strand Brewing Company. We know them very well, the Strand Brewing Company.
I see Rich Marcello every time I go into the supermarket.
Really?
I take a picture of – they have a nice big cutout of him and his partner surrounded by all their beer. I take a picture on Instagram. I say, hey, Rich. Every time.
Hills Academy, music, art, and dance. Obviously, music, art, and dance instruction in Palos Verdes, Hills Academy. the Peninsula Education Foundation, of course, and then the Palos Verdes Performing Arts Society or Performing Arts Center. Fantastic.
A lot of great support. And again, like I say, that has all been put together in the last 2 months.
Right.
And maybe less to reach out. But the community has been great, all of these sponsors, to help raise money and to put this on. And, you know, it's been quite expensive to even put a venue on like this. We
sure.
were just hoping to raise, you know, just everything we do, raise money. But you know, as you realize and you start doing this, it's like, oh, this is expensive. And you try to shop and bid and do the best you can. But it does cost, and the sponsors have helped with that, because the tickets, selling the tickets and with the sponsors and the silent auction and all the wonderful donations from the musicians has just been wonderful. Robbie Krieger, I was thinking, also had signed from the Doors. They signed a guitar for us.
Oh,
which is, you know, again, an icon of music.
An icon.
Yeah.
But
and you have.
But also an icon of L.A.
Yeah.
And you know, just the fact that the Doors were really hanging out in Hermosa Beach an awful lot when they were making music.
Right. And hey, another one I just was thinking was Slash from Guns N' Roses. He has signed a guitar for the silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Cheap Trick, I Want You to Love Me, was one of their famous songs. They signed a drumhead. Like I said, Peter Frampton. Martin Anderson has signed one of his basses, I believe. I think he's gotten that by now. And just endless great artists that around the whole United States that have been supporting us.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are listening to this, there's still time to get involved. The website is fromclassictorock.com. It's very simple, fromclassictorock.com. And there's still plenty of time to get involved. What are the times?
Well, there's really not time to get involved. This is Saturday night.
There's
time to buy tickets.
Well, I mean, to come and to support it, not to, like, be a sponsor or anything.
Right.
Like,
No. But you can still buy tickets. You can still buy tickets and attend, yes.
Okay.
Well, we would gladly take their sponsorship to help out and to help out the kids at the school and help out the school system.
Right.
Because it's greatly needed up here. I mean, there's so many things. I know everybody thinks, well, you live on the hill, there's so much money. The schools are set. Well, not really. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
A lot of the money, they say you have to raise the money through fundraisers up in areas like Palos Verdes, I assume, for even Beverly Hills and different communities like that. So they do not get as much money in these areas as maybe other areas from the state.
Well, I know it's...
It's always the arts. To go on the chopping block, isn't it?
Yeah.
It
you
is.
Know, in schools.
It really is. Well, you know, it's not even that. It's STEM. I mean, as we're getting together, there's musicians that say, you know, I really want to help support the STEM program.
Right.
Yeah.
Some of us, we want to help the music programs. We want to help save a teacher.
Right.
You know, even I've learned through the years that you have different programs, which I was surprised to find out, that the school systems can buy. And so there are different divisions of what you can buy. You can buy a cheaper program, and they'll teach you math.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can have a second program where they'll teach you math. And a third program is very expensive, but then they teach you math. It's designed. And I'm thinking, what is this? And why aren't the kids getting the best program? Why isn't there one program where all the kids are getting the best design of how to teach, and not that you buy a cheaper program and it confuses the kids?
Mm-hmm.
And I found a lot of times that is what is happening today in the schools, because they can't afford to buy a program that will teach the kids maybe the most efficient way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you like me to quickly go over the list of upcoming events for the weekend, Joe?
Sure. Let's do that. We've got
a couple of minutes. You know, the Easter Bunny has been very busy. He's been hiding eggs, chocolate, and other treats all over the South Bay. And there are several Easter egg hunts that are scheduled. There's a complete list on my website, all right? So everything I'm going to mention here, go to my website. It's all listed there. A Basque kitchen will celebrate National Paella Day over the course of 4 days. starting tonight, Thursday, March 24th through Sunday, March 27th. Bass Kitchen was recently featured on Yelp specifically for their paella. And that's Chef Ibarra from Taranea. So he's going to cook up a different paella dish every night for the next four nights. So that sounds like a whole lot of deliciousness. If I were you, I would call and make a reservation. Bass Kitchen is located at 136 North International Boardwalk in Redondo Beach. The Village Garden will host the Artisans Market on Friday, March 25th from 3 to 9 p.m. The market features handmade-only creations, including candles, jewelry, soaps, and more from local artists. And don't forget, the Village Riviera Village Farmers Market takes place every Friday. So there's going to be a lot to see and do and eat and buy. So that's on Friday. The City of Torrance Community Services Department hosts the annual Breakfast and a Visit with the Bunny at the Torrance Cultural Arts Center Toyota Meeting Hall on Saturday, March 26th from 9 a.m. to noon. Tickets are $20 a person. And, again, all the contact information is on my website. That's this Saturday, March 26th. The South Bay Galleria kicks off the spring season with a fun-filled Easter extravaganza on Saturday, March 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. in the food court. This is a whole big thing. You're going to get to take pictures with the Easter Bunny. There's going to be dancing and singing and engaging entertainment for the whole family, all right? So that's at South Bay Galleria on Saturday, March 26th. Okay, we've been talking about it for the last 50 minutes. Opus 88 is proud to present From Classic to Rock, a star-studded event benefiting Palos Verdes Peninsula Public Schools on March 26th from 6:30 p.m. to midnight at the Norris Theater. From Classic to Rock is an intimate concert bringing platinum-selling rock stars together with world-renowned classical musicians, taking you on a journey from music of the 17th century to the modern hits of today, all in the spirit of benefiting PV Peninsula Public Schools. The event will offer a one-of-a-kind concert, auction, and an epic red carpet after-concert party fit for any rock star. Okay, so all the musicians involved are contributing their time and musical talent to benefit programs supported by Peninsula Education Foundation. So you heard some of the concert performers earlier, Stone Temple Pilots, Chester Bennington, Gary Wright, U-Tong, Chaz West, Stan Sharp, Martin Anderson, Monty Pittman, Jane Lee, The Doors with Stephen Perkins, and it's from Jane's Addiction. And there may be some additional special guests to be announced. Who knows? All right. So for the event and ticket sales, visit the website at fromclassictorock.com.
Right.
And that's at the Norris Center. That's Saturday night. Okay. Here's a big event. This is a big popular event. The original El Segundo Easter Keg Hunt is back for its ninth year and will take place on Saturday, March 26th from noon to 6 p.m. As always, the hunt will begin at the Tavern on Main for team registration. This year's pre-party will feature the South Bay's favorite 80 bands, the 180s. At 2 p.m., teams will be assigned their starting bar, and all the same bars are participating this year, including the Patio, Richmond Bar and Grill, the Purple Orchid, Standard Station, the Office, and Rockin' Brews. And this year's beer sponsor is El Segundo Brewing Company, and the hunters will be able to try a different brew at each location. At 2:30, the games begin, and a new challenge at each location awards each team a set of clues to help them find one of the eight decorated kegs hidden somewhere in downtown El Segundo. All right? Team costumes are encouraged. All right? So that's a big event, the El Segundo Easter Keg Hunt. The Torrance, did I say that was on Saturday, March 26th? All right. The Torrance Chamber of Commerce will host a legendary luncheon with Vic Edelbrock on Wednesday, March 30th from noon to 1:30 p.m. at Vic's Garage. Attendees will enjoy lunch and hanging out with local legend Vic Edelbrock. During this interview-style lunchtime event, Vic will share the inspiring story of how Edelbrock got its start and became the influential company it is today. All right, the price is $25 for Torrance Chamber members and $35 for non-members. And you need to register for that, okay? Again, all the information is on my website. And don't forget that El Segundo Art Walk is now accepting artist submissions for this year's art walk, which will take place the third Thursdays in June, July, and August. This event was the hottest ticket in the South Bay last year. Creative business spaces in El Segundo were paired with different artists and opened their doors to the public to display this artwork. And last year, over 20 businesses took part. And participating businesses also treated its attendees to sips, bites, live music, entertainment, and performance art. So if you're a local artist, go ahead and do your submissions now. They're taking submissions now for the art walk. And that's about it for now, Joe.
All righty.
And of course, Easter is this weekend, Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
Yes.
It's been Holy Week.
But tell me something. When did Easter become a month-long event?
Oh, it's always been...
No. When I was growing up, it was Easter Sunday. You went to church, you did your Easter egg hunt, and you had your dinner. Now it's like there's Easter egg hunts all month long.
Well, the Easter egg thing, that's... I can't tell you, but... what is it called? Let me see if I can find it. It starts last Saturday.
Right. Well, you have Holy Week. I understand
Holy
that.
Holy Week, yeah.
Yeah. But the egg hunts have been co-opted.
Okay, well.
I'm just saying.
Yep. They are around lots and lots of stuff going on. No question about it.
All right.
It's been an amazing week. Palm Sunday. I think it's called Maundy Thursday. I know it's strange. Good Friday.
It's Holy Week. You roll over into Holy Week. Yeah.
Lots
of
great holidays this week.
Yeah.
So, Stan, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today. You've done a great job of representing both the business side and the musicians and the sponsors as well.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's a joy, and it's an honor to serve the community like this and to hopefully help the kids have more opportunities in the future through doing something like this. And I think that's everybody's heart involved.
Right. I hope our small part is to get, those people that didn't know about it, and I don't know anyone, I don't know how anyone could not know about it, because I'm sure the Peninsula Education Foundation has done a good job reaching out to everyone in the schools. But if they didn't know about it, they're going to know about it now. And I understand from classictorock.com, there are some sponsorship packages available, Jackie.
Okay.
Yeah, they seem to be available.
Yes, there are, and any support we can get from the community this way would be greatly appreciated, especially by the kids, as they will feel the help in time, and later they will understand. They'll just feel it at the moment, as they get this the music programs and that. Kept in the schools, because it's always those are the first to be cut, and teachers of important programs, even like STEM.
Right.
Where did you first get your musical? Where were you first turned on to music? Was it in school?
Yeah, actually, yes. My father was a musician. He was a symphony player, and he also taught in the school system. And so I started out when I was about 5 years old, but on violin, of all things, but I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he brought me home a cello, and it was a little too big for me, but I played on it. And I think the very first day I got it, I spent 2 hours just playing the two low strings and listening to the sounds and trying to make different things. And it kind of weaned off a little bit, the excitement of it. And I was like any other kid where you have sports and everything else to take you away from practicing and doing what you should probably be doing as a kid. And, it just from there it snowballed, and I started getting back into it and really loving it. And I had great mentors through my life that my parents would introduce me to. And like any little kid, I put up my big fits that I wanted to quit the cello, a couple of times. I wanted to do basketball and like any normal kid. But somehow I just stepped with it, and I stuck with it, and I didn't change, and parents wouldn't let me let go, and here I am, a professional musician.
Stan,
touching other kids' lives.
Stan, well, we have a couple of minutes. Would you tell us about the Colburn School of Performing Arts?
The Colburn School of Performing Arts is considered, I guess today, is one of the greatest educational facilities in the United States and perhaps the world. Richard Colburn was a businessman that donated a lot of money to build this. It's right down across from the Disney Hall. And it really consists of some of the greatest teachers, I believe, in the world at this time. They're just wonderful talent, and the kids are wonderful. So they have their conservatory as well, which came about, I think, about eight years ago or so, which is now a college division of the school. And that is to help educate the young kids that actually want to make music as a career. So they have the community school, which is one that is cultivating the great talent in LA and locally as well. I mean, I have students that have come from China to study with me, from Beijing, for instance, kids from Korea. It's a wonderful thing that people are coming from all over the world, essentially, to study at this institution.
Well, I didn't know about that. Did you, Joe?
No, I didn't. And so would you say it's starting another tradition like the Juilliard?
It is actually considered the Juilliard of the West Coast, or the Curtis School of the West Coast. Now, those
right.
are some of your most famous schools.
Right.
And I would say it does just as much, if not more, you know, in that area to educate music and support the arts and help. And that's what it's all about, because there's nothing worse than you go to school and you've got tons of debt ahead of you, and you're trying to go out and find a job, which that in itself is expensive, you know, as any musician would tell you. So I think it's wonderful, and really the arts, it needs that kind of help from businesses and such to support any part of the arts.
Right. Fantastic. This is really, you know, when we think of music instruction, we normally think of our children and their kinds of music instruction, but we're now talking about the industry. And where is this school located?
It is actually downtown LA on Grand Street, 200, I think it's East Grand.
Okay.
South Grand.
Okay.
And it's right across from the Disney Hall and the Broad, the new Broad that's been built there.
Mm-hmm.
The whole area has, the Dorothy Chandler, of course, is where they have the LA Opera and ballet. The whole area has become very artistic. The MoCA is down there, contemporary art, you name it. And the restaurants, it's just built up beautifully in the last, I would say, 10 years. And I believe that the Colburn School, the first part of that was built maybe about 18 years ago. And then they started the rest of it after that. And you know, the conservatory and such.
Right. Fantastic. Obviously, a really wonderful school to explore if your children are talented and have been through local training. Maybe it's time for a little more music, dance. They do it all there. That's colburnschool.edu, colburnschool.edu. And it's all L.A., all Los Angeles. All right. Well, thank you so much, Stan. It's been a pleasure. We're going to talk about this probably for months to come. I hope there's some fantastic experiences, maybe some video and pictures that come from this coming Saturday night. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Stan Sharp.
Joe, Jackie, thank you so much, and thanks for supporting and helping getting the word out there. We all appreciate that.
Of course. And ladies and gentlemen, it's fromclassictorock.com. Please visit and donate or attend. It's going to be a fantastic evening this coming Saturday. Of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Great show, and we'll see you tomorrow. Who's going to be on the show tomorrow, Jackie?
Tomorrow we're going to have Alicia Gilbert on as our guest, True Center Training.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye now.